Oh, does that play over the speakers?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes there's like various yahoos around the Metrodome.
No, I think sometimes there's a fake inserted by the Metrodome horn.
Oh, okay.
To incite the crowd into a frenzy.
Hey, guys, you enjoying this conversation?
Keep going.
Okay, so you guys are solipsistic, and your names are.
Jason.
Okay, and what do you?
Wait. I'm Bill.
Okay, and you should probably tell us what you play, so people can put a name to the instrument. Because
hello, I've got two microphones.
I'm Ben. I play bass.
I'm Jason, and I play guitar.
And do you sing?
I sing also, yes.
I'm Jason, and I play bass, and I sing.
Okay.
Oh,
you got three singers. Four singers. Do you sing?
I don't sing for whatever. I'm the drummer. That's it.
Okay. And are you guys sponsored by Camel Red?
Yes.
All right.
Are you all geeks?
No.
Well, Camel Red, for a while, we're, like, sponsoring, like, all these punk rock bands. Like,
Philip Morris is my godfather.
Really? Oh, well, hey. Well, there was, a Dwarves and Electric Frankenstein tour or show or something that was sponsored by Camel Red.
Yeah, we played that one.
Oh, yeah? All right.
With Van Halen.
So, when you guys go on tour or whatever, then you're going to be having little postcards that say, sponsored by Camel Red.
Jason can't go on tour because I won't give him more than a day off.
So, Jason, you're wearing the Chud shirt. Is that Chud as in Bud the Chud?
Yes.
All right. Where'd you get that?
I like to think so. At Ragstock.
Okay. Is it an official movie T-shirt then, or?
I have no idea, but I like to think so.
I hope so. That's pretty cool. If anybody is confused by that, they should go on imdb.com or something and look up Chud, C.H.U.D.
So, if you're going to get a band name that people can't pronounce, why did you pick that one?
Because we don't know
because
what it
means. Because anti-disestablishmentarianism was already taken.
Yeah, what does solipsistic mean, exactly? I've never looked into it.
Are you
going
to field this one?
Okay.
I'll field it.
Wait, first, whose idiotic idea was it?
It was actually...
It was ours.
Oh, okay.
It was yours. Well, yeah, it was Pete Foss's idea, actually, from Floyd Matrix.
Oh, okay.
So
you guys let someone else name your band.
Yeah, it was too hard for us.
Wow. Do you need anyone to write some lyrics for you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll write some tomorrow.
Okay.
Actually, I'll ask Carl
too.
Why don't you just use some Jennifer's Veil
lyrics? Hey, Carl, write some lyrics.
Why don't you just dig out some Jennifer's Veil lyrics?
Shut up.
My car runs on sugar. No, solipsistic, yeah. Solipsism is a belief that nothing exists outside human consciousness. And a solipsistic person would be someone who believes in that.
Okay. So
next
if you
question.
Took off the so, and does lipsistic mean anything? So it could be like you're so lipsistic?
I believe that means a person that doesn't believe in lips.
Oh, okay.
And
we
a person
got called Soul Lipstick.
Yes.
That's a pretty good name for a band.
Unnamed website.
Ragewire?
Yeah.
Soul Lipstick.
Ragewire had him listed as Soul Lipstick.
I guess our name was mispronounced on Dragon Radio tonight, too.
Soul Lipstick.
That's okay. No one listens to that.
Yeah.
Dragon Radio is, like, on right now?
Actually, there's probably more people listening to that than
going on.
Yeah.
The kids are in school right now, aren't they?
Yes.
I forget about that. Hey, listener. Hello, listener. If you call...
Hi, listener.
I'm not going to give a number to call.
Hello,
you
Ben's
don't win
parents.
Shit.
Hi, Mom.
So, How long have you guys been, like, doing this, this solipsistic thing?
Between us four, we've been doing it about, what, a year?
115 years combined.
Since the dawn of man.
115?
Are you all from Mott?
No.
Close enough.
Yeah, we're all from the same vicinity of Mott.
We're pretty much neighbors.
The same
Mott
county?
The suburbs of Mott?
The suburbs of Mott. He's from,
Mott,
he's from West Mott.
I'm from the west side.
That's,
so,
that's
like,
a slum.
Like the four of you are like the 93 graduating class or something? Of Mott, of Mott Senior High?
No, he's from Regent.
And I'm from New England.
So they're all right next to each
New
other.
New England? Like the Patriots?
No, good guess though.
New England, North Dakota.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
What?
New England isn't a town, though.
I know
it?
That. No, it's not.
Oh, well, not outside of North Dakota, I guess.
Right. Right. It's not even a state. What a stupid football team.
Bastard.
We're the ambiguous region football team.
Where is Foxborough Stadium located?
It's near Boston.
Like, near Boston?
Yes.
Near Mott.
What a damn joke. Is there a town called
Foxborough? I guess the Boston Patriots didn't sound good.
I thought Foxborough may have been like some sponsor. Like
I did find out that it's a two-lane road to the stadium.
Oh, yeah?
And I guess it's hell going to it.
Okay, well, remind me never to go to a Patriots game.
Okay.
Unless it's at the Metrodome.
Okay.
So, well, speaking of smoking, when was the first time you tried smoking? How old were you?
I was probably like 14. I tried one of my mom's Vantage Ultralight 100s.
And you kept smoking after that?
No.
Oh.
Then I tried Salem Light. Then
wow.
I quit after that, and then I started up again.
Then you discovered Camel Red.
First time I smoked, it was a newspaper.
Okay.
Really, and I put a bunch of weeds in it, and we rolled it up, and it was like this big. And
like
we
a
all
Bob
got,
Marley
we all
joint.
Got, we got really sick.
I smoked coffee grounds one time. I don't know if it's after I first tried smoking or before. I was really young. Anyway.
I rubbed coffee grounds on my naked body.
Back to solipsistic and their smoking story.
I was 17.
Have you written any songs about smoking? I mean, smoking's kind of depressing, and your songs aren't all that cheery, so maybe.
No.
No. Oh. I'm lonely, and I'm smoking.
We're going to change our name to Smoke-Obsistic.
Smoking-Sistic? I think you should just call yourself Smoking.
I think you should call yourselves four non-happy guys.
Happiness
smoke.
Is overrated. Well, I don't smoke, so that wouldn't quite work.
Okay, well.
But
you
you're
have
gay.
A smoke machine, though.
Exactly.
Is this just like part of the stage tonight, or do you guys have a smoke machine when you play?
No, that was supplied by the kindly folks at Coach and Six.
Okay, I've never seen that.
You haven't
used as an effect before. I've never noticed it. Yeah.
We lost Bill.
Yeah, just like Kiss.
There's actually quite a crowd here tonight for you. More so than usual. They seem very timid, though.
We paid everyone that we know to come.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest crowd that's ever been
with
here.
The depressing nature of your lyrics, they probably don't like to dance.
You guys should be proud. This is probably the biggest crowd that's ever assembled for one of these things.
For a non-Phil Hunt band.
I don't think we even had that many.
I think there's quite a few people here that night.
I heard you drank like vodka out of a shoe or something like that.
That was Jack Daniels out of a shoe. And it was only one time. Never, ever again. It'll never, ever happen again. You know, a week before that happened, I was riding my bike through floodwater. So, and my shoes were underwater. So.
So it was seasoned well.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking disgusting.
So who aren't some of your influences?
Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
Jennifer's Veil.
Remember that promotion I gave you?
Princess Leia, Vroom.
Forget it.
Can I have a promotion?
You're promoted.
You won't even write out a resume.
Say Pat Benatar, please. God, someone say Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar?
Who doesn't love Pat Benatar?
I'd have to say AC/DC and Van Halen. No, I'm just kidding.
I bought a Van Halen record today.
Hey, did you buy the remix or the remastered ones?
No, I bought... I went to Vinyl Connection for a while today. And I bought Diver Down in the dollar.
Shame on you! That's like the worst album ever made in the history of the world.
That I don't have. I've got like a... I've got all the Van Halen albums on
Seriously,
vinyl.
That's like
the
worst
you know
album ever
Van
made
Van
in the whole
album
world.
You don't have. It's not a good thing,
well,
really.
I can think of
all
a few
the David Lee Roth albums.
Albums
but, I mean,
released
I don't have
by
any
Fargo
Sammy
band,
Hagar one.
Might be worse. Huh? I can think of some Fargo band releases that might be worse than Van Halen Diver
I
Down.
Think so.
No.
Yeah. False.
I love Van Halen.
Yeah, but Diver
Especially
Down is
David
horrible.
I guess we don't have any influences.
I just about bought a David Lee Roth solo album today, actually. But
I'm so sorry. We should probably seek help.
No. Well, I don't know. So,
this is a carefully scripted interview.
I'm not very good at thinking up questions
I'm not
on
either.
The fly.
And,
you know, I never write them down.
No.
How about if you had three wishes, what would you do?
Okay. Have you planned this? Have you thought about this one previously?
Everybody would have a puppy, and nobody would be hungry, and I'd have a big rack.
That's such a Bono answer.
Save the world, save the trees.
Well, if everyone had a puppy, the world would be saved, right?
If everyone had a puppy, we wouldn't be hungry.
No doubt.
Well, at least for a day or two.
Bad kid.
Well, maybe if you let it grow for a while.
Grow?
Fatten it up. Let it graze. Can you make a dog graze? I wonder if they would graze if you train them to.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they eat their own poop, so it's, you know. They're pretty much self-sufficient in that nature.
True.
And they hump your leg.
Humping.
So how long can you survive off your own poop?
Off your own poop?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Ask Jason.
That's a good one. I think there's got to be somebody who's researched that. Because, you know, they know how long you can last without food or without water.
Perhaps the Wii Oracle would know the answer to that.
Well, peanuts, corn, and water is about all you need, and you got all that, so should be good. Ask the people from Survivor. They might know.
I also, not too long ago, I read something about how long you could survive by just eating candy. And I can't remember. I think it was like 3 weeks or something.
Wow.
Like if you,
and then you'll just die?
Yeah. Then you'll die from candy overexposure.
You'll die from a toothache.
Yeah, if you ate nothing else but candy.
Wow.
3 weeks.
Sweet.
These next 3 weeks are going to be the best of my life.
We got to talk to Roger about that. He, strangely, not around.
I'm paid enough to buy my own.
Me neither.
Is this an interview or is
Me
this
neither,
like a
Phil?
What?
Me neither. Money bag. I mean, Phil.
I could feed you all on candy for months.
How long?
Unfortunately, you'd all die after 3 weeks.
And then it would all be mine.
The candy would be mine. So what other stupid inane?
How long can you just live on love?
Forever, don't you know? Until the stars fall from the sky, duh.
Isn't that a song you played already?
No, our second set is the happy set.
Oh.
You can tell by our great big smiles.
Have you played the song yet where Jason just stands there?
No, I think that's next.
Really?
Yeah.
I think when you play that song, I think everyone should walk up and throw ice at Jason.
How so about
if anyone's even listening.
I'll have you know I play for four whole measures on that song.
I don't know what a measure is.
it's a lot.
It's not very much.
So, seeing as how it's turning fall and everything, if you guys picked like a band Halloween getup, what would you guys be?
We already have a show.
Hey, we can't reveal this.
You're going to plan Halloween?
Well, we already have a show just before Halloween, and we have it all planned out, but you'll have to come.
Okay. Well, hypothetically speaking here...
Will you make me come?
Let's, please. Let's just say that... Let's just rule out the one that you... that you. Let's think of next year's Halloween costume. What would you do next year? This year is off limits. We won't talk about this
year.
You...
Pat Benatar four times.
We're all going to dress up as June Panic.
June Panic?
Yes.
So in other words, you'll just put eyeshadow around your eyes?
You know, read books. You know what you could be? You could be Troy Aikman watching Lo-Fi.
Is that an inside joke?
Oh, he had a concussion, yeah, so he's seeing double, and they could like...
You're so clever.
Nobody would get that.
That's why it would be good.
Not really, though.
Okay, we'll just kick you out of the band.
All right, whatever.
You're not in the band. You can't kick anyone out.
Okay.
He can fire me.
Yeah, but we don't like you anyway.
Yeah, so you and Phil work together.
Actually, I'm going to fire Scott and make you work twice as much.
You guys have any good work stories yet? Like any sitcom-worthy moments at at work?
Probably about flatulence, not. A good flatulence story always makes for a good half hour's worth of sitcom.
I fart near his desk sometimes.
That's a good half-hour sitcom episode right there.
Like, do you ever hear, like, out of Phil's office every once in a while, Hubble! Like,
come on down. You're the next contestant.
That just means like kind
of
horny.
Kind of like Dagwood and Mr. Dithers type stuff? Any of that kind of
stuff? Hummel, get in here! I blow my horn sometimes at work.
He sure does. Only behind closed doors.
Ooh.
Are you interviewing me or the band?
No, I'm just, this is a Sundog Quest, I shouldn't say company names on the radio. That's kind of a no-no in my... That's like something I don't do.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to mention Great Plains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... So anyway... I was just... The reason I'm asking the both of you, you know... there's any wacky antics. Wacky multimedia corporation antics.
We're very serious at work at all times.
Extremely serious.
We sit down and... work for about 12 hours a day.
8 to 5.
That's 12. Do the math.
Yep. We mark it down as 12.
That's noon to 5. We work really hard with a lunch break.
From 1 to 4.
From 1 to 4.
And you pass gas.
Only near Hummel's desk.
Come on, that's not more serious.
That's the gas zone.
The gas zone.
So,
if you guys were going to be a band that had a dead member, what band would you be?
And which member would die?
Yeah.
I want
like, for example, if you were going to be Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, or something. You can't use that one now because I just used it as an example, though.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Mamas and the Papas.
No, I'd be Mama Cass.
So you'd be the dead one.
Yeah. Bill would die choking on a ham sandwich.
You know what I say about choking on a ham sandwich? I say euphoria.
So,
because ham is good.
So would you continue then as like Mama and the Papa?
Way, way to go.
No.
We'd get a replacement.
Only if I get to be Mama.
Is the next set going to be a Mamas and the Papas set?
Yeah, we're going to start out with California Dreamin'.
And then I choked on a ham sandwich.
That's like a post-mortem song. They wrote that one afterwards, unreleased. Maybe that one will turn up when they do like a Mamas and the Papas box set.
The tribute. The tribute album.
Just goes something like.
I'm morbidly obese. Ham. Okay, that was harsh. But true, but harsh.
Sorry, Mama Cass.
Mama Cass, if you're listening.
Too bad someone didn't perform a Hamlick.
Whoa! Woo! That was a piss poor joke.
We have to take a moment.
So which one of you is gay?
I consider myself trisexual.
I'll try anything once.
Whoa.
So what's your favorite what's your favorite episode of Sex and the City then?
I don't watch Sex and the City. I watch Ally McBeal, loser.
Do they use that joke on there too?
I don't care.
Sex and the City is better because they swear.
Whatever.
It's not better.
There's naked people.
Still not better.
Nah.
It's
not.
Hugh Hefner was on it.
So what? Doesn't make it any better. What's the female star of that again? The big nose chick?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
She's freak.
I basically hate anything she's ever done.
So you don't like Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick? Is he in that?
No, but she's done him.
Oh.
What about L.A. Okay. Soul?
Yeah, but she's never been in Matthew Broderick. He said he hated everything she's ever been in.
No, that she's done.
She's done.
I don't know.
And we don't know for sure that she's never been in him.
We're really grasping for wit here, so we gotta.
I'm sure Matthew. Matthew enjoys a little backdoor action.
So Sarah Jessica Parker gets naked on Sex and the City?
She doesn't get naked on anything.
So except for Matthew Broderick.
That's her thing.
LA yeah. Story.
That's her she thing that everybody else gets naked except
everyone
her.
Everyone gets naked except her.
LA Story.
She was naked in LA Story.
I'd maybe watch it if she got naked.
You guys lesbians?
Because I hate her.
Are we lesbians?
Yes.
I thought someone just said lesbian.
I'm not sure if that works out.
Said Dion. You said not lesbian.
Dion?
Dion.
Dion. Yeah. Run around.
You know.
So anyway, this...
How long does it take you to write
Roger,
these questions?
Roger hasn't come up and, like, given us our, you know, 2 minutes.
5 minutes! That's because we only wait for 15
does
minutes.
Does he bring beer, too? Because I'm out of beer.
That's because 22? He knows that they only know 3 more songs.
We have 4 more.
4 more?
5.
We got
5. Hey.
We can always whip out Sweet Child of Mine.
Are you going to play the Happy Birthday song?
You can play For Whom the Bell Tolls. It's always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're giving away our set list.
Do you have a set list tonight? Literally a set list?
No.
No.
Oh. No. We're just playing every song that we've ever known.
Wait till our Nirvana medley.
I'm going to try to sell a Polaroid to Chad James on eBay.
Okay. Good luck selling it.
Someone will buy it.
I'll give you
a
dollar.
Do you have a Polaroid?
Dollar? Okay. I'm... What?
No.
That would be pretty cool if he was.
I could do it.
You should hide him somewhere and like have a Fargo Web contest.
It could be a contest.
Find Chad James.
Where's Waldo?
You maybe need to get his permission for something like
that.
Nah,
I don't think so. I think he's open source.
Chad James is open source. Silence.
Do they edit out these dead spots?
No. No. They don't. Actually, they bleep them out.
So I can just say naughty words?
So you guys
fuck shit,
like,
piss, cunt, cock, whore.
Cocksucker, motherfucker.
Ass fuck.
Pussy.
Actually, what's your favorite word? Obscene word. One word only. Coos.
The whole band agrees.
Coos! You don't coos, you lose. That's what we always say. Seriously.
Is that a collective answer?
These guys are vulgar and obscene.
Fucking A.
What the fuck are you talking about?
If the band owned a giraffe, where would you hide it in Fargo?
The spot where the tropics burned down, we just, you know, put up a sheet of black plastic or something.
Hummel, did you go to the city council thing yesterday?
No, Phil.
I knew you wouldn't.
I was setting up for a trade show.
Hey.
I watched it on cable access.
Oh.
Mr. Dithers right next to me.
You,
Mr. Dithers Leach.
What?
You.
Mr. Dithers?
Dagwood, Mr. Dithers.
Oh.
Right here. We got Dagwood and Mr. Dithers.
You meant...
All right. Roger. Yeah. Roger's yelling at us again.
Any final thoughts?
Roger's being mean.
No, I guess I don't have anything else to say.
Okay, what about you guys? You got some fucking words of advice for the youth?
I got some words of advice.
No.
A man of words and not of deeds is like a garden full of weeds.
Be excellent to each other.
And party on!
Come on, Gion.
Yeah, that's about right.
He just wants to say butt plug.
Butt plug?
Butt plug.
Butt plug.
Butt plug.
You know, okay, just one last thing about butt plug.
My favorite word is bicurious.
I was listening to this crank call on some website.
I heard that too. That's where I got
butt
it from.
Thing.
Butt
like call,
plug.
Calling Walmart and like
transferring it apart.
Welcome to, or thank you for calling Walmart or whatever. Butt plug.
Let me transfer it apart. Butt plug.
Yeah, I'm butt plug. Butt plug.
Butt plug.
That was.
Let me transfer
really
you to
funny.
Service. Butt plug.
Butt plug. Oh.
Okay, on that note of butt plug.
All right, I got to go to the bathroom.
To some more
this is,
they're going to play some more.
Off-Broadway from Yachtzine.com, sponsored by Coach and Six.
CoachandSix.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, so any moment now we'll be interrupted by...
I'm so lonely.